Describe an occasion when you waited a long time for a nice thing. Do you think people like to wait for a long time?
No, I don't. People are very impatient nowadays. They prefer things to happen quickly and have little tolerance for waiting, especially for extended periods. For example, if someone orders food from a restaurant, they expect that their food will be ready in around 10 minutes. If the food takes more than 30 minutes, I think people would become quite discontented and might begin to voice their complaints or inquire about the delay. Parcel delivery is another example that comes to mind. If a parcel takes longer than a week to be delivered, people usually complain because it's so common to receive a parcel in a few short days now, especially in China. On what occasions do people have to wait for a long time? People sometimes have to wait when they have appointments, especially with doctors and dentists that often go overtime with their patients. It's quite common to sit in a waiting room well past your appointment time because the doctor is occupied with the patient before them. Although they have scheduled times, sometimes they have too many tests to run or things to talk about with the patient, and so they end up taking a much longer time. Another occasion is parcel delivery. If a parcel is being shipped from a long way away, such as from abroad, it can take several weeks to receive the parcel. Since COVID happened, it feels like things take much longer, and some companies will have warnings about deliveries taking longer than usual because of this issue. Why do most children have difficulties waiting for a long time? Children have difficulties waiting for a long time for two main reasons. The first reason is that they have no concept of time, especially children who are still too young to tell the time. For example, if a 5-year-old child is hungry and waiting with their mother in a restaurant for some food, it is likely that the child's behavior may become erratic, as he or she is unable to wait because they have no awareness that things take time and can't just happen now. The second difficulty is about patience. Children don't have the skills, training, or brain development to sit and wait quietly. For instance, most children, when impatient, will become naughty. And this is literally because they are immature and without the brain development required to have patience. What do people do while waiting? The number one thing for people to do while waiting is definitely be on their mobile phone. People don't like to wait, so their phone provides a good distraction. For example, if someone is waiting for the dentist to call them in, the person may choose to distract themselves so they don't have to think about the time and feel bored. Another thing people do is listen to music. Like being on one's phone, listening to music is something people love to do, especially while they're waiting for something. The final thing people do when waiting is read. It's unlikely to see people with paper books today, but people may read books on their phones. That said, most hair salons still have magazines. So if someone is waiting for their hair to be dyed, they may choose to read a magazine while they wait. Are most people patient while waiting? I think it depends. If there is a distraction, like a mobile phone to scroll on, or a book or magazine to read, then most people can be patient while waiting. However, if there's nothing to do, then many people will be patient for a short time before getting grumpy at whomever they're waiting for. Besides, it's essential to be clear and honest with information. For instance, if people are told they'll have to wait 10 minutes but end up waiting 30 minutes, I think most people would lose patience, because it's way longer than what they were initially told, and getting inaccurate information can make them unhappy. Do people queue consciously while waiting for the subway train? Well, some countries have rules around queuing and others do not. In China, this is not a rule that is enforced, so most people don't queue. Instead, when the train arrives, passengers simply board the train whenever the doors open, even if people need to get off before they get on. For example, in Shanghai, in peak hour, there are often so many people on the subway. Most commuters tend to rush on and off the train. If you're a bit slower, you might miss your chance to exit or have to wait for the next train. This situation can lead to a lot of hazards. So, I believe that increasing the number of subway staff and improving supervision would encourage people to queue up consciously.